relatively shorter class compared to the other ones, because this is very high subject matter. Some of it's pretty normal. Some of it's very high. We've finished discussing the six symptoms of surrender. And this system of the six symptoms of surrender serves as a structure that can be applied in higher forms of rendering devotional service. And another comment is that once, now that we've learned this system, I think one thing that will happen very naturally, actually we could go through this exercise and identify, we'll take a song and see if you can identify which of the six symptoms of surrender is Bhaktivinoda Thakur speaking about in this line, this line, this line. You'll see that you've actually learned something that you can apply and understand how a great acharya is addressing the Supreme Lord in a particular mood or aspect of surrender. Something that I mentioned at the very beginning, I think I'll mention again. And that is, now that we've, this is an application point. Now that we've learned this system of Sharanagati, it may make it more meaningful to hear the expression that if we offer prayers to the Lord, naturally we want the Lord to hear those prayers and respond to those prayers. Naturally we want that. And that will be facilitated or made possible by our following the ways of surrender. I just received somebody from America sent an email today where there was a television interview with the daughter of one Christian evangelist, I forget, Billy Graham. You've heard his name over here? Doesn't mean anything. You know what evangelical Christian means? They're really into converting people. That's what it means. Get real excited, evangelism, and accept Christ, and very, very excited about it. So the daughter of this multi-millionaire TV evangelist, he would get everybody excited and send your money and we'll build a big church. So he accumulated lots of wealth that way. And a bad reputation, but lots of wealth. So his daughter was asked, how is it such a catastrophe as this terrorism escapade, how did that happen? How did God let such a thing happen? And the answer was essentially, when people turn their backs on God, saying basically, we don't want you in our life, we don't want you in our schools, we don't want you in our government. Well, he reciprocates, she didn't say it this way, but yayatam mam prapadyante, he understands our regard for him, and so he graciously steps aside. So how do we expect his protection and his blessings if we turn our back on him and make our life devoid of him. He doesn't like this any more than we like this. But it's the consequence we face by abandoning shelter of the Supreme Lord. It was different language, but that was the message. So that's the opposite. If instead we offer prayers to God, but we're cultivating these aspects of surrender, then we can expect that those prayers will be heard and reciprocated with. So now, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is a pioneer. Pioneer in the sense, Krishna consciousness is not new, but it had been very much lost, the way of deepening one's life in devotion to Krishna had been very much lost. And so he wanted to reestablish that, and he did that by these initial songs, the first songs describing the six processes of surrender. And now he's going to take it into another area, specifically into how we chant the holy name. Very nice. Surrendering to the holy name and to the process of chanting the holy name. So you can say, just like in science, taking some science classes, taking biology class or chemistry class. Yes? So with those kinds of science studies, there's the theoretical, and then there's the lab. Something you learn in the classroom, and then you go to the lab, the chemistry lab, or the bio. You dissect a frog or something awful like that, or a starfish or something. Or you look at something in a microscope, or a cell division. So there's the theoretical, and then the applied. So this is like the applied section. Chanting, because we all chant. Of course, we're supposed to be cultivating a mood of surrender in our day-to-day activities as well. This is specifically with chanting and our devotional relationships with devotees. So, here's a quick outline of the songs that we're going to cover this evening. The first section is called Bhajana Lalasa. It's in the song, one of the songs we're going to sing this evening. There are 13 songs in this section. It's the longest section. The first 9 of those 13 deal primarily with nectar of instruction. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is teaching nectar of instruction through songs. In case people can't read or too lazy, they can sing a song and they can learn all about nectar of instruction, Rupa Goswami's wonderful instructions. He does something in a literary way. If you noticed, whenever he would address the Lord, he would address the Lord as Nandasuta or Brajendra Kumar or he would pray to Lord Chaitanya, or he would pray to Rupa Raghunath. In this section, he's always praying to Nama Prabhu. He's taking shelter of the holy name, pleading for the mercy of the holy name, pleading for shelter in the holy name. In one of these songs, he describes that he had direct darshan of Rupa Goswami. He came to him and instructed him how to complete this section of his songs. And then that was the 9th song, and then it starting with the 10th through 13th, it gets into Raganuga Bhakti. That's elevated subject matter. But he describes how to perform Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti following these principles of Sharanagati. Yeah, wow. And then the next section is called Siddha Lalasa, where it gets even higher. He's praying to Krishna how to become a Manjari in Vrindavan. Raganuga Bhakti wasn't enough. He wants his eternal Siddha Deya as a Manjari, an assistant of the gopis who are serving Srimati Radharani, and he rejects anything else. Pratikul and Anukul. And Atmani Vedana. And humility. And all the components are there. But he's very, very focused in a very advanced level. And then there's two other sections. One has only one song, Vigyapti. Vigyapti means a spiritual request. And in that spiritual request, the main focus, there's many things. The main focus is tasting the sweetness of the holy name. He wants to abandon all other things and experience the sweetness of the holy name, which means his relationship with Krishna. So this type of song, Vigyapti, is a standard form of Vaishnava prayer, a prayer of request. Oh my Lord, please something. A request, a spiritual request. And the final, the culminating song of the whole Sharanagati, is one song that has its own category. Sri Nama Mahatmya. Mahatmya means glories. So he describes the glories of offenseless chanting from the point of view of one who experiences what offenseless chanting is like. It's up there. It's way up there. So it's in the papers that you have. So we'll go over it. So now we'll have about four songs that we'll sing, or actually it's three and a half. But now I want to go through up to the first six songs, because the seventh song we'll sing together. I think I have this straight. So the first song in this Bhajana Lalasa section, it's 13 songs, first nine, I said, are covering nectar of instruction. So the first song is an introductory song. And it starts with expression of humility. And then he summarizes that there are six urges, Vacho Vegam, Manasa Krodha Vegam, you know that verse, Jiva Vegam, Udara Pasta Vegam. So he says, I'm a victim of these six urges, which I cannot control, even though I've made so many efforts to do so. Maybe some of us can say the same things. So now, the summary, the essence is, I'm calling upon the holy name to help me overcome these six. You are my only shelter. Then the second song, he identifies them one by one. And one of those six is Prajalpa. What are the six? See if somebody knows what they are. The six obstacles, not the six pushing, but the six obstacles for attaining shelter of Krishna. Go ahead. Say it loud enough so others can hear. Agyahara prayasascha Pajalpa niyamagraha Janasangascha logyamcha Shadir bhaktir vinashyati. Vinashyati, it destroys bhakti. So, atyahara means overeating or overcollecting. So see if someone else can answer. Adyahara prayasas, prayasa. You know? Effort. Specifically, it's over-endeavoring for mundane things. Prayasa. Endeavoring is correct. Adyahara prayasas cha prajalpa. Prajalpa. No, prajalpa. Prajalpa. Unnecessary talking. So here in Sajjana Toshini, you got it? Unnecessary talking. We're just talking on mundane subjects. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he wrote so many things. One of the so many things he wrote was a bi-weekly newspaper, journal called Sajjana Toshini. In that Sajjana Toshini, he lists the following items that fall under Pajalpa, and you better watch out because it's a big list. Don't fall prey to this list. Telling false stories. Uselessly arguing and debating. Gossiping idly. Finding and discussing the faults of others. Uh-oh. Lying. Blaspheming saintly persons. Discussing politics. That's like the number one pastime in India. cricket and politics. World Cup, cricket and politics. Indeed. So, it's amazing when I travel in the airplanes, it's not like this in America at all. Every single seat, they have three newspapers. In the course of the flight, persons read three, they read the other three, they read the other three, and they're looking for the next person. You know, and everybody's got their newspapers open, buried in. It's just amazing. From the time the plane takes off, and they're just reading newspapers. Poor trees. Anyway. National pastime. So this is prajalpa, and it's a vinashyati. It's an item that destroys bhakti. One should be very careful. So in a mood of humility, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, in my heart dwells attraction for all these six things. Therefore, I am dependent upon the holy name to eradicate all of these things. So that this is an answer to one of those how-to questions. How do we get rid of this one or that one? We get rid of all of them by strongly taking shelter. Self-dedication, atmanivedana, dedication of the self to attaining shelter at the feet of the holy name of the Lord. Recognizing the compromised situation that we're in, very troublesome situation that we're in, and letting go of that, taking shelter of the name of the Lord. We find this in even more advanced stages, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Can anyone think of some places in Chaitanya Charitamrita where Lord Chaitanya was expressing his lack of spiritual attainment? There's many such places. When he would say to his associates that don't say that I have any love for Krishna, because if I had any love for Krishna, I wouldn't be able to give up, I wouldn't be able to maintain my life. But I'm such a fly-like person. I'm pretending to be in the moods of great spiritual attachment for Krishna, and yet I maintain my life, just see what a false pretender I am. Such statements of humility. So these are existing in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song as well. So now, in the third song, he goes the other direction, the six from Nectar of Instruction. Who wants to identify the six activities that help bring one to the position of pure devotion? Yes, Mataji? Yes, you, please. Did you hear back there? You heard her? Wow. Okay, so repeat it for them. You have like special powers. You can hear around the corner what I can't even hear directly, and then you can translate it at the same time. You're a very powerful devotee. May you live a long life. I hope you get your health together. So utsaha means enthusiasm. Utsaha nischayat. Determination. Utsaha nischayat dhairyat. Being confident. Utsaha nishayat dharyat tat tat karma pravartanat. Someone else. Go ahead. Yeah. What's the next one? Sangha tyaga. Giving up the association of bad people. Satovrate, following in the footsteps of saints. So tat tat karma pravartanat means something else. Satovrate is following in the footsteps of saintly persons. Tat tat karma pravartanat. Go ahead, try that one. What is it? Almost. What? Go ahead.
Carrying out one's prescribed duties.
Yeah. Tat-tat karma parvartanat. Executing the duties assigned to us or the regulations of bhakti. Yeah? Yeah. Shadbhir bhakti prasidhyati. So, these are he makes his commitment. The first part is humility. I've never kept the association of devotees, but now that will be my exclusive association. And so on. He goes through each of the items. And in the concluding stanza of this third song, he says that when I approach you, that means the holy name, under the shelter of the spiritual master with humble prayers, when that day comes, then I know I will be able to overcome my weaknesses. So from this point on, it's just part of how Bhaktivinoda Thakur has composed these songs. He stresses more and more and then consistently the imperative significance of shelter of a spiritual master. I can't go the course alone. I require the association and shelter of a spiritual master. So in the fourth song, isn't this nice? We're getting Sharanagati and songs, we're getting Nectar of Instruction all at once. The songs are coming up. They're very nice songs. So the next song, number four, is describing the six loving exchanges between devotees. Who knows what those six loving exchanges are in Sanskrit? Someone else. Mata, do you know? No. Okay. Go ahead. Loud enough so others can hear.
Dadati pratigrunati, guhamagati prachati, mungite bojete cheva.
How's it end? Something. How does it end?
Shardidam
priti lakshanam. These are the characteristics of love. So he discusses that in his fourth song, and in moods of humility he says, I've lost all devotion. Whenever I take up good association in these six ways, the goddess of devotion will descend. So, in the song, he does something else also. He says something, he's teaching a lesson right from the Bhagavatam. There are two kinds of unholy association. Krishna bhakta, those who are averse to Krishna, to devotion to Krishna, or to Krishna. And yoshit sangam, those who are, we read this yesterday, those who are too much attached to the opposite, association with the opposite sex, or those who are addicted to such association. In other words, if we keep as our association persons who are too much agitated in that regard, it's an obstacle. It's bad association. So we should not keep such association. We shouldn't be victimized ourselves, and we shouldn't keep such association. The two more songs that we'll sing one. So the fifth and the sixth song, he describes, as Nectar of Instruction describes, the Kanishta, Madhyama, and Uttama Adhikari, and describes how we should associate with each one. And in the sixth song, he spends time discussing what is also presented in Nectar of Instruction, how it is a great offense to regard a Vaishnav according to their bodily designation or composition. Specifically in Nectar of Instruction, it describes as the body of the spiritual master or pure devotee has some deformity. If one simply regards them according to that deformity, this is very bad, very, very offensive. One should avoid that. Rather, one should see the spiritual position, not the bodily covering. So, now we're going to sing, I hope I have it right, is it song number 7? Okay. So pull out your song sheets, and here we go.
O hey Vaishnava Thakura, Murana Sadhana, Veda Se Paruna Sotoni, Diya Pada Chara, Chodhe Ramaya, Dola Chara Na Chodhi, Chodhe Adhomi, Chodhe Rosha Chodhi, Krishna, Krishna, Holy, Dharma, Baba.
realize now when you sing this song, yeah, now you'll understand where it fits in with the whole of Sharanagati. It's such a nice composition. And this, in of themselves, the songs are very inspirational, but it's part of a whole theme of instruction by Bhaktivedanta Thakur. Very nice. So, O Vaishnav Thakur. Again, I mentioned that this section of songs more and more and more is calling upon the spiritual master, calling upon that descending mercy. Please help me come to the shelter of the holy name. O ocean of mercy, be merciful to me, your servant. Purify me of the six faults, and please instill in your servant the six good qualities. Oh, give me the six kinds of holy association. I have sat down here in hope of having your company. On my own, I find I have no strength to chant the holy name of Lord Hari. With a particle of faith, I beg you, therefore, please be merciful and give me the treasure, the great treasure of the holy name of Krishna. And then this last line, Krishna Setamar, Krishna Ditepar. Krishna is yours, you're able to give him to me, for such is your power. I am indeed wretched and simply run after you crying, Krishna, Krishna, Boli. And in this section is the next one, Gurudev Kripa Bindu Diya, another very famous song, which we'll sing. But we'll work our way there. In 8 and 9 and 10, in song 8, following this one we just sang, he discusses Lord Chaitanya's mood regarding the holy name, specifically Lord Chaitanya's statement, statements, just like Shikshastakam. He's summarizing Shikshastakam now. He's switched from nectar of instruction and now he's reviewing Shikshastakam. He states the glories of the holy name. How does it begin? We sing, say in the morning. Cheto tarpana marjanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam shreya kaira chandrika vidharanam vidyavadhu jivanam. So he discusses these points in the song, and then he says the same, but I have no attraction for them, unfortunately. So then he indicates the cure, Janadati Suni Chena. And also what Haridas Thakur has said in order to overcome our lack of attraction for the holy name, constant chanting of the holy name. This particular song, song number 8, kind of is like a fragrance in the air, or a scent, or a hint at the vigyapti, the prayer for receiving some benediction from Krishna, from the holy name specifically, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prayer, his request for taste in the holy name. I don't have that taste. Constant chanting, when will that taste come? In song number 9, a little bit like he did in the song that we sang, Ohe Vaishnava Thakur, in 9, he summarizes what the points of nectar of instruction, these different beneficial and things to be avoided and loving exchanges and so on. In that song is where he said that Rupa Goswami came and instructed him how to complete Sharanagati, the songs. Because now he's going to instruct, according to Rupa Goswami's teachings, the way of Raganuga Bhakti, So starting with 10, we're going to sing together number 11. But same as in 11, 10 also, he describes in song number 10 that he, Bhaktivinod Thakur, is living in Godruma Dweep. What is Godruma Dweep? It's a place in Navadweep Dham. It's a place, it's a name that Bhaktivinod Thakur gave for just on the other, so where Mayapur is there are different branches of the Ganges that come together, and one tributary of the Ganges is the Jalangi River, and where the Jalangi converges with the main artery of the Ganges. On the other side of the Jalangi, just before that convergence, he called that area Godruma Dweep. Godruma Dweep, meaning just like in Krishna's holy land, there are many cows. So Godruma Dweep. He, as far as Bhaktivinod Thakur understood and taught and the scriptures teach, Navadweep Dham is none different than Vrindavan Dham. Only it's where the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya take place, who is not different than Krishna. So Godruma Dweep is very close to the mood of Vrindavan within Navadweep. So that's where he made his residence. So he describes in the 10th song, I make that my residence, and I chant the holy name, trying to overcome these limitations and my inability to take shelter of the holy name. He prays to his spiritual master to bestow upon him the ability to perform his chanting offenselessly and perfectly, so that he can fulfill the order of coming to offenseless chanting. He says that now I'm very old in age and it's very difficult. I've wasted so much time and energy in my life in useless pursuits, but now I'm fixed in my goal, and that opens the door for this Gurudev Kripa Bindu Diya. So again, your song sheets, please.
Gurudev Kripa Bindu Diya Gurudev Kripa Se Vinathe Gatri Diya Sadavasvani Bhaktiya Vaya Kiya Vaya Skidha Diya Sakaya Samadha Koye Shastati Devana
Read the translation, it's just four stanzas. By a drop, Gurudev, by a drop of your mercy, make this servant of yours more humble than a blade of grass. Give me strength to bear all trials and troubles and free me from all desires for personal honor. This is Trinadapi Suniche, not paraphrased. O Lord and Master, inspire me with the power to properly honor all living beings Only then will I sing the holy name in great ecstasy, and all my offenses cease. O Lord and Master, when will this devotee be blessed by obtaining your mercy? I am low, fallen, and devoid of all strength and intelligence. Please make me your beloved servant. When I examine myself, I find nothing of value. Your mercy is therefore essential to me. If you are not merciful, I will constantly weep and no longer maintain my life. So, song 12, there's just two left in the section, is a plea for Bhava Bhakti. It's up there, very high. And then the final song is desiring to just forget everything else and go and join Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan party with his personal performance of chanting and dancing and just being carried away by the ecstasy of Krishna Prema in Nam Sankirtan. Hari Bol. Uninhibited expressions of feeling of separation from Krishna, like just like a madman. So that ends the section. And then in the Siddha Lalasa section, you have one song here. This is song number 3 out of 4. No, it's 3 out of 3. Yeah, there's 3 songs. So it begins, song 1. It's very similar to Narottam Das Thakur's songs in Prema Bhakti Chandrika in Prarthana, where he's praying in a very high manner for association, direct association with Lord Krishna in Vrindavan and Lord Chaitanya in Navadvipa. In the second song, he rejects the whole idea of thinking of himself as a male, because that's only a bodily designation, and my real identity in this Bhava Bhakti stage is as a gopi, and even more specifically as a manjari. So he just abhors the idea of Purusha Bhav. I'm this male person dominating this world and all of that stuff. Then we have, we don't have a recording, unfortunately, of this Vrishabhanu Sutta Charane Charana Se Bane Hoibe Ya Paya Dasi. But here's the translation. He's praying for form as a gopi. For serving the lotus feet of Sri Radha, the daughter of Vrishabhanu, I will become a maidservant of one of the gopis in Braj. The elements of Sharanagati are here, it's just on a very high level. I will always strive to bring about the happiness of Sri Radha. Within my heart I will know that Radha's pleasure is Krishna's source of joy. Therefore, I will never desire to abandon her lotus feet for his solitary company. Very high. These sakis are my best friends and teachers concerning the love uniting Radha and Krishna. As one of their attendants, it means he's a manjari, I will serve Radha's lotus feet, which are like wish-fulfilling desire trees. I myself am always partial to Radhika, and therefore never look at those who have abandoned Radha's entourage, whoever they may be, and whatever their ways. Total abandonment of anything other than Radha, Gopi Bhav. So the lesson with all of this, besides it's so elevated, is those moods, Bhakti Vinod Thakur is instructing us that those moods are achieved in a genuine way through the process of surrender. So according to our particular level, which isn't this, we should very carefully practice the ways of surrender in our practical activities of devotional service so that we can approach the holy name appropriately in that higher mood of surrender and execute our rejecting of obstructions and accepting of things favorable for bhakti and entering into loving exchanges with devotees and all those nice instructions of Rupa Goswami, so that one day that stage of being very anxious to attain spontaneous loving attraction for Krishna and things like this, whatever our spiritual identity may be, being intensely absorbed in achieving that fulfillment for the pleasure of Krishna. So, as if that wasn't enough, now there's two more songs, two more sections in one song each. The Gyapti, we do have this one, but it ends, unfortunately, halfway through. But this is this Kabhi Habe Bolo Se Din Amar song, very famous song, very loved song by the Vaishnavas. This is a song of request, and within it are Bhaktivinoda Thakur is incorporating instructions of Shikshastakam. He's already done some, now he's going to do others. He's going to instruct about Vipralamba Bhav. What is Vipralamba? Love and separation from Krishna. Vipralamba Bhav. Love and separation from Krishna. And then the stages of humility, Jiva Daya. On this level of devotional service, we're up there. These Bhaktivinoda Thakur is up there, and he's instructing us how these higher stages of devotion are to be attained. So here's the song. Follow along with your song sheets. It's going to end abruptly in the middle, but that's the way it is.
Kabhi habi bolo se din amar aparadh bhulchi sujana pechi kripa bole tobe hoye santa kabhi habi bolo se din amar ina dikhi na kabhi jamani sai sunta
side, and he got pooped out and didn't continue the recording. So, please tell me, when will that day be mine when my offenses end and a taste for the pure holy name is infused within my heart by the power of divine grace. Feeling myself lower than a blade, here's Shikshastakam. Feeling myself lower than a blade of grass, summoning up all the quality of forbearance in my heart, showering respect to all, and being freed from all false pride, when will I taste the essence of the liquid of the holy name? Wealth following beautiful women as described in worldly poetry, I do not want any such bodily pleasures. O Lord Gaurahari, please give me unmotivated devotion to your lotus feet birth after birth. Shikshastakam. While articulating the divine name of Sri Krishna, will my body be thrilled in ecstatic rapture, my words choke with emotion, pallor and ecstatic trembling occur, and streams of tears flow constantly from my eyes? Shikshastakam. He's instructing. When, in the land of Navadvipa, on the bank of the Ganges, will I run about guilelessly calling, O Gaura, O Nityananda, and dancing and singing like a madman, taking account of nothing else? When will Lord Nityananda be merciful to me and release me from the illusion of worldliness? When will he give me the shade of his lotus feet and allow me to enter the marketplace of the holy name? I shall buy and plunder the mellows of the name of Hari and become thoroughly intoxicated by those liquid mellows. I shall become stunned by touching the feet of those great souls who are able to relish those mellows. I will be constantly immersed in the sweet nectar of the holy name. When will there be an awakening in me of compassion for all fallen souls? And when will this Bhakti Vinod, forgetting his own happiness, with a meek heart, set out to propagate by humble entreaty the sacred order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So that's a spiritual request. With the moods of Vipralamba, when will that day come? I know what the goal is, and I'm hankering to taste that goal, but I'm unable to do so. I'm completely determined to achieve that. I'm dependent fully upon the Supreme Lord, but it's beyond my reach. Intensity of longing in a mood of separation from the coveted objective of life. The taste of the Lord's holy name. Very intense. And then the concluding song is Nama Mahatmya. You have that song here also. I have not heard this song sung so much. Krishna Nama Dhari Koto Bhal. That's the refrain. Just like Kabhi Habi Bolo Sedi Namar. It's only there once at the beginning. And then the eight songs, so when I get Rati to re-record this, I have to have him re-record that big Yapti song also all the way through. But he'll refer back to the frame, Krishna Nama Dhari Kato Bal. And that means, how much power does the name of Krishna possess? That statement is part of one of Rupa Goswami's dramas, Lalita Madhava, I believe, where we find this in Chaitanya Charitamrita. You familiar with that section where Rupa Goswami is asked by Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Roy and Lord Chaitanya's other associates, we heard that you're writing a drama. Could you recite some of the sections from the drama, Rupa Goswami is silent. He's too humble, he's too ashamed to say anything in their presence. So Lord Chaitanya has to induce him. Please, the Vaishnavas are waiting. Speak. Just speak what you... So the first thing that he speaks is this. How much nectar do the two syllables Krishna have? Forget the whole thing, but he describes its effect upon him, the chanter of the holy name. And that's what that verse of Lalita Madhava is the content of this song. It's the description of one who is chanting the holy name without offense. What do they experience? We'll read the translation. It's very, very elevated. My heart constantly burns in the fire of worldly desires like a desert scorched by the sun. The holy name entering within my heart through the holes of my ears showers unparalleled nectar upon my soul. The holy name speaks from within my heart, moves on the tip of my tongue and constantly dances on it in the form of transcendental sound. My throat becomes choked up, my body violently trembles, and my feet move uncontrollably. Rivers of tears flow from my eyes, perspiration pours from my body. My body thrills with rapture, causing my hair to stand on end and my skin to turn pale and discolored. My mind grows faint and I begin to experience devastation. My entire body is shattered and a flood of ecstasies. So Vigyapti, he was praying for this and now he's describing it. While causing such an ecstatic disturbance, the holy name showers liquid nectar on my heart and drowns me in an ocean of divine love of Godhead. He does not allow me to understand anything, for he has made me truly mad and has stolen away my heart and all my wealth. Such is the behavior of him who is now my only shelter. I am not capable of describing all this. The holy name of Krishna is independent and thus acts at his own sweet will. In whatever way he becomes happy, this is also my way of happiness. The holy name is the bud of the flower of divine love, the abode of devotion's wonderful mellows. Such is the power that he manifests. And although he displays his power only slightly, he reveals his own divine form and qualities, steals my heart, and takes it to Krishna. Being fully manifest, the holy name takes me to Braj and reveals to me his own love dalliance, his lila. He gives to me my own divine eternal body, keeps me near Krishna, and completely destroys this mortal frame of mine. The name of Krishna is touchstone, a mine of all devotional mellows, eternally liberated, and the embodiment of pure rasa. When all impediments to the pure chanting of the holy name are taken away and destroyed, then my happiness will know its true awakening. And that's the final song of Sharanagati. So very, very mercifully, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has taken us on a whole tour of spiritual life, from a wretched materialist to one who realizes in moods of humility the error of that path of life, and gradually takes us to the stage of unalloyed love of God. So, kind of makes one want to go through the whole process again and understand the message, become absorbed in the mood of the message, be carried by the wonderful songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, not just to sing them because they're it's nice to sing a song, but enter into the mood of the prayers that he's offering and carry that into our practical life of devotional service. So we're very fortunate that Bhaktivinoda Thakur has prepared these songs for us. And we should pray to Bhaktivinoda Thakur to help us understand and relish the message and that he be merciful and help us to nicely follow the ways of Sharanagati so that we can progress nicely in the path of devotional service. So, this is our last class, so. Yeah.
Then all impediments to the pure chanting of the holy name are taken away and destroyed. Then my happiness will know its true having.
Yeah.
How can all impediments to the pure chanting of the holy name can be taken away? And how can they be destroyed?
Krishna is all powerful. Is there something Krishna cannot do? Yeah.
Future or past activities.
Yeah. At present, that's at present. But this is not at present.